Behind-the-scenes negotiations between Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer and West Virginia's Joe Manchin have yielded a bill that would let the Department of Health and Human Services negotiate some prescription drug prices. Frederick Asasi, the executive director of Families USA, calls it a very big deal.
What's happened is a moment in which an incredibly concentrated power, drug manufacturers, are actually being taken on by the United States Congress, in this case by the Senate. We actually, for the first time, are seeing action on the part of the Senate to rein in abusive drug pricing by giant pharmaceutical companies.
Prescription drug prices in this country are much higher than in other industrialized nations. A Rand Corporation report last year said prices in the U.S. were on average 2.5 times more than those in nearly 36 other countries. For brand name drugs, U.S. patients paid nearly 3.5 times more. Bill Sweeney, the senior vice president for government affairs at AARP, said as angry as people are over the cost of gasoline, the price hikes for pharmaceuticals have been even more outrageous.
We did some math, and if the price of gas had gone up at the same rate that the price of prescription drugs has gone up, gas would be more than $12.20 a gallon. And imagine how angry people are about gas prices now and how they would be if it was $12.20. That's what seniors have been paying every month at the pharmacy when they refill their prescriptions. Just really outrageous price increases year after year after year after year. And so this is really the first time in a very long time when Congress has actually cracked down on the pharmaceutical industry.
The lobbying arm for the pharmaceutical industry opposes the legislation, claiming it would threaten the development of new drugs. The nonprofit Open Secrets, which tracks expenditures, says the pharmaceutical industry spent about $356 million lobbying last year. Besides letting the federal government negotiate prices for a certain number of drugs, the deal would cap out-of-pocket costs for Medicare beneficiaries at $2,000 a year and penalize drug companies that raise prices at a higher rate than inflation. Although the measure would only allow the federal government to negotiate drug prices for the Medicare program, Richard Fiesta, the executive director of the Alliance for Retired Americans, says the large number of Medicare beneficiaries, about 50 million, means the outcome will end up influencing the prices in the private insurance and retail markets as well.
One out of four seniors can't take the drugs they're supposed to take because of cost. There has been universal polling that regardless of one's political stance or ideology, people want lower negotiated drug prices. It's simple common sense. So in the everyday lives of Medicare beneficiaries and the public at large, this will be a major step in how they run their lives.
There is a notable omission. Insulin will likely not be covered by the legislation. The House already passed legislation to cap monthly insulin costs at $35 a month. There's a bipartisan bill before the Senate. Asasi at Families USA says there's a lot more Congress needs to do, starting with what he calls the games drug companies play by making minor tweaks to drug formulations for products like insulin, resulting in renewed patent protections and out-of-control prices. Democrats are desperate for accomplishments they can tout during the midterm elections campaign. Sweeney at AARP says the idea of drug price controls is amazingly popular.
More than 85% of Democrats, Republicans, and independents all agree that Medicare should negotiate lower drug prices. And I always say you can't get 85% of Americans to agree the sky is blue in these days.
Schumer has submitted the legislative language on the prescription drug pricing plan to the Senate parliamentarian to determine whether it falls within budget reconciliation rules. Budget reconciliation allows a measure to pass with a simple majority in the Senate rather than face a Republican filibuster. While the parliamentarian considers the issue, Schumer and Manchin are continuing talks on whether other aspects of the Build Back Better program, such as climate and social programs, can be salvaged and wrapped into the reconciliation package, too. I'm Eileen Alfandari for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.